I sage every single person before we walk into the forest. I ask permission to the forest because we don't own these places. We are just passing through. So we need to show a certain amount of respect. And then we get blessed in that way. My name is Tony Alvarez. I am from the South Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area, so San Jose area. And I am an avid forager and purveyor of the woods. I love the woods. This is Tilden Park in Oakland, California Hills, actually Berkeley. And we are just looking for some easily findable edibles at this point. Different plants and medicinal herbs and mushrooms is the star of the show. So we stopped right here because this is the bay tree. This is the bay laurel. Smell that. Oh. So climate change has changed a lot of different areas around the Bay Area very dramatically. Areas that were moist for 6 months out of the year were maybe getting 3 months, and it's very sporadic. It's not like it's 3 weeks of full saturation. It's like a day or two here and then just a month of nothing and then a couple days and then nothing. So it really has thrown the mycology world, or at least the ecology of the forest, in kind of a tailspin. To supplement, I've had to go north, way north, like Mendocino, Arcata, Oregon, Washington, to find the things that I would normally find in the Bay Area before the last 3 or 4 years. So recently, California has had quite a few natural fires, quote unquote. We'll use that term very loosely. And I feel that the ash content that has been blanketing these forests has created almost super blooms of specific mushrooms. And when the moisture comes in, it saturates the dirt, the ash gets into the grooves, and then it starts to create the mycelial mat, and then it starts to produce fruits. So you'll get a big flush of a certain mushroom, but as far as expecting that to be a reoccurring thing, that's just not happening because of, back to the water factor, right? Mm-hmm. So we're getting these gifts by way of ash content, but if there's not enough water, it's very limited. The changes are really dramatic. When you look at specific mushrooms that have grown on specific logs, when you've been seeing this log getting broken down over years and putting out mushrooms every single year around a certain time, and then just not seeing it at all for an entire year, it puts everything in a perspective on how quickly the climate is changing and what kind of repercussions it's having on everything around. During the walkabouts, we tend to walk pretty slow because there's a saying that I use in the walkabouts is, it's all about the angle, because we could be walking slowly one way and come back and see something in the exact area we thought we looked over. It's like, dude, there was nothing here a second ago, and here's this massive mushroom. It's about angles, and that's a metaphor for life. We make things better than when we came in. We leave it better than when we came in. So that's part of land management. So that's going to be a key component for the growth of the movement of foraging. And just as far as humans, elevating to a higher understanding of our connection with the forest.